Today's Amud is Yevamos Mem Hei Min Aleph. We're holding a Mem Dalet Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom, by the words Amar Rabba. So says the Gemara, Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hakol Maidim, everybody agrees, we'll see who that's referring to in a moment, everybody agrees that in a case where Be'eved Ve'oyve Keichavim Haba Abbas Yisrael, everybody agrees that when you have an Eved, or someone who's a guy, and they live with a Bas Yisrael, they live with a woman who's a Jew, so the halacha, and they have a child together, so a Jewish woman has a child together with an Eved or with a guy, so everybody agrees, Shehavla and Mamzer, that the child in such a relationship, the child of such a relationship is a Mamzer. Now, that's not going to be the Maskana, but that's what the Gemara says over here. So it says the Gemara that everybody agrees that the child of such a relationship is a Mamzer. So it says the Gemara first, so man hakol maida. What does it mean that everybody agrees? Who's everybody? Who normally is chaylik that agrees over here? What's going on over here? So it says the Gemara one attempt, and then we'll get to the actual answer. It says the Gemara that it's Shimon HaTimni, that we're referring to Shimon HaTimni, the afal gav d'amar Shimon HaTimni a mamzer mechay ve'lavin. Even though Shimon HaTimni typically holds that when a person has a child with an Isser, in an Isser relationship, where the Isser is a chay ve'lavin, so the child that results from such a relationship is not going to be considered a mamzer. And over here, it's only a lav, so the child should not be considered a mamzer. Hani mili mechay ve'lavin etafsi bu'kedusha. It's not about chay ve'lavin versus chay ve'krisis. The sheet of Shimon HaTimni is that a mamzer is only nailat from a relationship that has a chi of kares. But it's not necessarily because of the kares or because it's a lav that the child's not a mamzer. It's only by, what it's really totally in is whether or not kedushin is taifes or not. So typically, bechai ve'lavin, kedushin is taifes. So when did Shimon HaTimni say that a mamzer does not come from chai ve'lavin? That's only bechai ve'lavin, the tafsibu kedushin. That the kedushin is taifes. Avol hacha v'kochavim ve'eved kaven d'loy tafsibu kedushin. Since by this iser of a guy or an eved where kedushin is not taifes, so kechay v'krisa is dummy. It's like chay v'krisa, meaning the really the aside of chay v'krisa. The reason why the child's a mamzer is not because of the kares. It's because kedushin is not taifes. So ordinarily by a lav kedushin is taifes. Here we have a case of chay v'lavin that kedushin is not taifes, eved and guy. And by these cases, taka the child's going to be a mamzer. That's what the Gemara says. Hakol Ma'idim is referring to Shimon HaTimni. However, ask the Gemara, the Meisvei, we learned in the Braisa that Oivik Uchavim Ve'Eved Abba Abbas Yisrael Havlad Mamzer. Says the Tanikamo, the child born from such a relationship of a guy or an Eved that are Abba Abbas Yisrael, the child's a Mamzer. However, Reb Shimon Ben Yehuda argues, and he says really like Reb Shimon HaTimni, that no, a Mamzer Ela Mimishi Yisura Yisra Erev Anish Karis, that a Mamzer is not Neilad from Chai Ve'Lavin. A Mamzer is only a child who's Neilad from an Yisra Erev which has an Isser Kares. So what do you see from here? You see from this Braisa that the Shita which holds the Mamzer only comes from Chai V'Krisis, which is the Shita of Shimon HaTimni, and now we're being introduced that it's also the Shita of Reb Shimon Ben Yehuda. This Shita holds that the Iker is the Kares. It's not about whether Kedushin's Taifes or not Taifes. If it was about Kedushin being Taifes or not Taifes, so then Reb Shimon Ben Yehuda should not have argued on the Tanakama. Here we're talking about an Evan and a guy, and still the Shita who holds that a Mamzer only comes from Kares, only comes from an Erva, holds that by Evan and Mamzer, by Evan and guy, the child is not a Mamzer. So this is a kasha what we said, that Shimon HaTimni would agree by such cases, being that Kedushin is not taifes, that the child's a mamzer. You see, not like that. You see, Rav Shimon Ben Yehuda, who holds like Shimon HaTimni, he holds that the child in such a case is not a mamzer. So, Elam, Rav Yosef, we have to switch who it means, who it's referring to, when it says Hakol Maidim. When it says Hakol Maidim, Man Hakol Maidim, it's referring to the Shita of Rebbe. That Afa Gavdu Rebbe Aymer, even though we're going to see later. Rebbe says, there's going to be a memra from Rebbe who says that Ein Advarm Halalu Amurim El Ladivi Rebbe Akiva. It's referring back to the Mishnah over there, which discusses a case where Shimon the Yavam, he goes ahead and he does chalitza with one of Reuven's wives. Reuven dies, he had two wives, and Shimon does chalitza with one of them, and then he goes ahead and he's bail the other one, he marries the other one. So the Mishnah says that she does not need a get. The Kedushin's not taifes, and the child's going to be a mamzer, the Kedushin's not taifes. Says Rebbe that that's all in Devar Malalu Amurim, Ela Devar Rebbe Akiva. That's all Rabbi Akiva Shita. Shaiha Isa Chalutza Kerva. Because Rabbi Akiva looks at a Chalutza, even though it's only a Laisa say, Rabbi Akiva looks at the chalutza like an erva. Rabbi Akiva shita is that kedushin is not toifes b'chayv elavin, and that the child of such a relationship is a mamzer. He holds that the chalutza is like an erva. However, so it's what do you see from there? Rabbi says that that's only going like Rabbi Akiva. It's mashma v'leile sfirele. It's mashma that Rabbi doesn't hold like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi holds that a mamzer is not neilad from chayv elavin. So now we establish that Rabbi shita is that ordinarily speaking, when you have an iser lav, the child of such a relationship is not a mamzer. On that, Rabbi Barav Chanam, Rabbi Eichnam, is coming to say that Akol Maidim, even Rabbi who normally argues on Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi normally holds that the child of such a relationship of an Isra Lav is not a mamzer. Even Rabbi agrees that by an Eved, that by Ovi Kachavim ve'Eved Maidah, even Rabbi agrees that when it comes to an Ovi Kachavim or an Eved, above As Yisrael, so then Rabbi agrees that the child's a mamzer. Now how do we know that Rabbi agrees? Because we have a member from Rabbi, the Kiyasa Rav Dimi, Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Rav Dumi, Mishum Rabbeinu. When Rav Dimi came back to Bavel from Eretz Yisrael, so he reported in the name of Rabbeinu, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, referring to Rabbi, he reported in the name of Rabbi, that Rabbi said over the following halacha, that Ivi Kechavim Vavid Abab Asi Yisrael Havlad Namzer. So you see, Lahedya, that even though Rabbi argues on Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi holds normally that a Mamzer is not Nailad from Chayvei Lavin, when it comes to an Evan and an Ivi Kechavim Habab Asi Yisrael, so Rabbi agrees that the child's a Mamzer. So that's what Akol Maidim was referring to. Says the Gemara Vayter now, that Rav Acha shel Habir, Sar Habira, Rav Tanchum Breid Rav Chia, Ish Kvar Akoi, these two people, Rav Acha Sar Habira, and Rav Tanchum Breid Rav Chia, Ish Kvar Akoi, so what happened was, is they were Parukhanu Shvuyasa, they redeemed the two captives, they were able to ransom, they were able to pay to get back two captives, the Asu Me Armoin Latavaria. They brought them from Armoin, where they were captured by the Goyim, and they brought them to Tavaria. And Havachadi Abra, and very unfortunately, one of these two captives, so she was pregnant from one of her captives, who was a guy. She was pregnant, she was expecting, from one of the Goyish captors. So Vaasu Vakami Dravami, so they went to Ravami to ask him what's going to be the status of this child. And Amr Lahu and Ravami said to them that Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Chanina, I have three shittas. I've got Rabbi Yochanan, I got Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Chanina, the Amri, all of them say the same thing, that Ivi Kuchavim Ve'eved Abba Bas Yisrael Havlad Mamzer, that any time you have an Eved or a guy that live with the Bas Yisrael, the result is that the child's a Mamzer, and if so, the child over here in your stomach is a Mamzer. However, I'm Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said to Rav Ami, we'll see, he's masking to the halach l'maisa, but he argued on the reason, says Rav Yosef to Rav Ami, that Rebusa l'michshav gavri, what, just because you have so many names, so that's why you're paskening that the child's a mamzer, because you have so many names, is there a maila, is there a Rebusa l'michshav gavri, just to count people, that's the maila, I'll show you there's plenty of people on the other side also, Harav, Vishmuel, Ben Bavel, Rav Yishu, Ben Levi, Ubar Kapar, Beret Yisrael, you have all these other people, Va'amir Lachalufi Bar Kapara, Vaili Zikni Darim. Some say take out Bar Kapara and put in its place, put in Bar Kapara's place the Zikni Darim. But Al Kopanim, there's a lot of different shitas. The Amru, they all say that they say that in such a scenario, that this scenario where an Eved or a guy live with the Bas Yisrael, so the child, the resulting child, is Kasher, not a Mamzer. So it's great you have a lot of people on the team of Mamzer, but there's also a lot of people on Kasher team. On Team Kosher, and if so just because you have a lot of names, that's not a reason to paskin that the child's a mamzer. Ela Amar Rav Yosef, but instead Rav Yosef said, I'm masking to your halacha, but for a different reason. The reason why I think that you're right that the child is a mamzer is because Rabbi he. It's because not just because you have a lot of different people, it's because you have Rabbi on that team. Being that Rabbeinu HaKadosh, he goes like that shita, so the halacha follows Rabbeinu HaKadosh, the halacha follows Rabbi that the child is a mamzer, like we proved before, and the Gemara brings it again now, the Kiyasa Rav Dimi, Am Rav Yitzchak Bar Rav Dimi, Mishum Rabbeinu, he said in the name of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, in the name of Rabbi, the Amru, they say that Oyvei Kachavim Ve'Eved Abba Abbas Yisrael Havlan Mamzer. So since that's Rabbi Shita, that's why that's the Halacha. So Rav Ami Paskin that the child's a Mamzer because he had a lot of different Shitas who held like that, Rav Yosef counters that no, there's also a lot of Shitas that hold that the child is Kosher, but I'm asking to your Halacha because that's the Shita of Rabbi. Says the Gemara Vayikter now, that a brand new Shita now. We mentioned that Rabbi Yeshua holds that the child is kosher, but it's not just he holds the child is kosher. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Omer, that Havlan Mikulkul, that the child is not a mamzer, the child's kosher means he's not a mamzer, but he's still Mikulkul. He's still, for lack of better words, messed up. The child is still messed up. So Luman, what does it mean that the child is Mikulkul, that he's still, that he's messed up? Ilemo l'kahal, if it means that he's messed up, l'kahal means he's a mamzer, that's not true. Because Amar Rabbi Yeshua Havlad Kasher, we already had before, that the Shita of Rabbi Yeshua is that the child is not a mamzer, the child's kasher. So it can't be that he's mekoko l'kahal, that he's a mamzer. So elo l'kahuna. It must be that when Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said that the child is mekoko, he just meant that the child is mekoko l'kahuna. The kula amarai demachshri, meaning to say that all the shitas that we had before that said that the child is kosher, that the child's not a mamzer, maidu shahavlad pagum l'kahuna. They still hold that the child's mekoko l'kahuna means he's pagum l'kahuna. Let's say they have a daughter in this relationship. If let's say a daughter is born, so that daughter would be usher to marry a kayin, and it's pagum l'kahuna. And that's learned down mikavach. We can learn this out from a kavuchaymer from the Isra of Amana l'kayin gadol. Ma Amana l'kayin gadol sheini surah shavu b'kol b'na pagum. Because if you find that by an Amana l'kayin gadol, the resulting child is a chalol, is pagum l'kahuna, even though the Isra is not so chamer, it's not an Isra that everybody shares, this Isra of Amana. It's something specific to a kayin gadol. So zushi surah shavu b'kol. So when it comes to Eved v'ayvi kechavim, which is an Isra, which is shavu b'kol, every Jewish woman has this Isra. So einay din shav surely then the child of such a relationship, even if you hold that the child's not a mamzer, the child's kosher, but still the child's going to be pagum l'kahuna. So ask the Gemara, you can't, it's not a good kavachaymer, there's a pircha. Mal almana l'kain gadol shekein hi atzma mischalelas. By almana l'kain gadol, she herself becomes mischalelas, she herself becomes pagum. So maybe that's why it's more chamer and the child becomes a chalol. But by eved kechavim, the eved, or habo bas Yisrael, where the lady herself, seemingly the Gemara assumes right now, does not become pasul, so then maybe the child doesn't become a pasul either. To which the Gemara says, no, it's not true. Hachadami, here also by Eved, so the Bas Yisrael, the mother, the woman, she also becomes pasul, because Kevin Shenivola pasula. So since she would had Bia with someone that was usher to her, so she also becomes pasul. How do we know that any time a Yisraelis or a Leviyah or a Kohenes, if they're with a man that they're not allowed to, like an Evan or a guy, how do we know that the woman in this relationship, that she herself becomes pasul? Shenemar, as the pasuk says, ubas kayin kisi almanu grusha. The Torah describes a lady who's a bas kayin. Her father is a kayin, so she's a bas kayin. So before she gets married, she eats truma in her father's house. If she marries a Yisrael or a Levi, so then she has to stop eating truma. If she gets widowed or divorced and she doesn't have any children, so then the Torah says she goes back to her father's house and she could eat truma again. She goes back to her father's house and she could eat truma. That's what it means. Ubas kayin kisi amana ugrusha. If she becomes an amana or a grusha, so she goes back to her father's house and she eats truma. We darsha from this pasuk. Now, when does the lady go back to her father's house? When does she remain kosher latruma? It's only if the person that she was together with is Misha Yesh Le Almanas Ugerishin. Is the type of person that the Kedushin is Taifes, that she could become an Almana, that she could become a Grusha. But Yatsu Aivik Uchavim Ve'evet She'in Lahem Almanas Ugerishin Ba. But it's coming to exclude if a lady's together with a guy or an Evet where there's no Almanas or Gerishin because there's no Kedushin, so then she does not go back to her father's house. She's not allowed to eat truma anymore. She becomes pasul. She becomes pasul a chuma, she becomes pasul a kuna. So you see that here also the woman becomes pasul, and Mamela we do have a good kavachaimer from the Isra of Amana l'kain gadol. Now just like by Amana l'kain gadol the child becomes pasul a kuna, so too by Evan Vavikochavim Ababas Yisrael, even though the child is kosher to it's not a mamzer, but the child is still gonna be pagum a kuna, and you can't ask that by Amana she also becomes pasul, the wife, the woman, because here also the woman becomes pasul. Says the Gemara Vayikter now, Amar Le Abaye, Abaye said that my chazis the samcha the Rav Dimi. He said you're quoting that the halacha should be that eved vayvikachavim abalabas yisrael, that the child's a mamzer, because that's the shita of Rebbe. That's what Rabbi Yosef said, that because that's the shita of Rebbe, since that's the shita of Rebbe, so therefore that's the halacha. Ask the Abaye to Rabbi Yosef, my chazis the samcha sad Rav Dimi. How do you know that that's the shita of Rebbe? Because you have this whole report from Rav Dimi, that when Rav Dimi came to Bava from Eretz Yisrael, so he reported that they say in the name of Rebbe that that's the halacha, that the Eved v'Avikochavim Abav Asi Yisrael of La Namzer. Why are you being Saimech on Rav Dimi? There's a different member, Smeicha de Ravin. Ravin came back from Eretz Yisrael and he reported the opposite. De Kiyasa Ravin, when Ravin came back from Eretz Yisrael, when he came to Bava from Eretz Yisrael, so Amar he reported that Rav Nasan and Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi Mayrim Bala Atera, that Rav Nasan and Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, which is Rabbeinu HaKadosh, it's Rabbi, they were Mayrim Bala Atera. They taught that the halacha is that the child is mutter, the child's not a mamzer. Uman Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, it's Rabbi. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi is Rabbi, and therefore Abai didn't like that Rabbi Yosef was being Saimich on Rav Dimi, quoting the Shita of Rebbe, when really we have Ravin saying that the Shita of Rebbe is Mamish Tfaker, is that the child is not a Mamzer. Now says the Gemara that Va'af Rav Meiriba Hetera. You should know Stam that also Rav was Mekel. Rav held that the child in such a relationship is not a Mamzer. The child is Mutter. How do we know that that's the Shita of Rav? That who the Asa Lekami the Rav. The story, a person came in front of Rav. Very interesting story. A person came in front of Rav, and Amar Lei, the man asked Rav a shaila. He said, I have a shaila for you. I'm learning Yevamis, Daf Mem Hey, and Aleph. I want to know, what's the halacha? I want to know, how do you paskin? What's the halacha l'maisa? In this case, where an Eved, or a Bas Yisrael, or a guy is Baal Bas Yisrael. So what's the halacha of the child? The child's a mamzer, the child's kasher. So Amar Lai, so Rav said to him, Havlad kasher, that the child is kasher. And like that, that's how we know that this is Rav Shita, that the child in such a relationship, the child is kasher, the child is not a mamzer. But the story does not end there. The story actually just begins. Says the Gemara, so Amar Lai, so this man, the Shayol, he says to Rav, oh really, the child's kasher? So let me tell you something actually. That Havli Bartach, you should know that I'm actually one of those people. I'm one of those people that are an Eved v'Avikochavim Haba Bas Yisrael. My mother was the Bas Yisrael, and my father is the Eved or the guy. My father's the Eved or a guy, and my mother's the Bas Yisrael. So you're telling me I'm kosher. If you're telling me I'm kosher, so Havli Bartach, let me marry your daughter. So Rav wasn't going to give it to him. Rav wasn't going to give her to him. He didn't want to give her for marriage to him. So Amar Ashimi Barchia the Rav, that Amri, that people are going to start saying, if you don't give him your daughter, so people are going to start saying that Amri Inshi that Gamal b'Madai Akaba Rakta, that there's a camel in Madai that dances with its feet inside of a can. Meaning you could say, you could make up anything that's happening in Mandai because nobody's there. So you could just make up anything, that there's a camel over there that's dancing inside of this kli. You could say whatever you want because anyways no one's going to see it and it's not relevant to anyone. So people are going to start saying that about you, that you when it wasn't relevant, so you said, oh yeah, the child's kosher. But now when the guy's trying to marry your daughter, Lamaisa, you're not giving over your daughter. So it seems like you're all talk, but you know, you don't really believe in what you're saying. Here we have the cab, we have the kli, we have the camel, we have madai, and there's no dance. Why aren't you dancing? Why aren't you giving him your daughter? So Amar Lei, so Rav said back that Inni Havi Ki Yeshua Ben Nun Lo Yehivna Lei, that you should know that even if he was mamish as great as Rabbi Yeshua Ben Nun, even if he was as great as Yeshua Ben Nun, Lo Yehivna Lei Barti, I still wouldn't give him my daughter. It's nothing to do with the fact that I think he's not a great person. He might be great, you're a great guy, just not for my daughter. Not for my daughter, you're not for my daughter. That's not something that my daughter's entering into a marriage with. So but you're a great guy. I'm going to give you that. Even if you were Yeshua Ben Nun, I wouldn't give you my daughter. So Amar Leis, and the man says back, oh, wait a second. I have a Yeshua Ben Nun, if I was as as great as a Yeshua ben Nun, so then I wouldn't really be at your door. I wouldn't really care what you had to say, because if you wouldn't give the daughter, your daughter as a wife, other people would give their daughter, people would be lining up at his door. But now when it comes to this person, now that he's not as great as Yeshua ben Nun, that's why he has issues. If you don't give him your daughter as a wife, so then other people aren't going to give me their daughters as a wife. People are going to learn from you and no one's going to want to marry me. So you're going to cause it that I never get married. L'maisa says the Gemara, the man wasn't leaving Rav's door. He was being very stubborn. Yahiv Be'ene, and Rav gave him a certain look. Ushachav, and L'maisa, the man took things too far. He was talking with too much chutzpah. Rav gave him a certain look. Ushachav, and the man died. Says the Gemara writer now that Va'af Rav Masna Mayriba Lahatera. Rav Masna also held that the halacha in such a case is that the child is not a mamzer, the child is kasher. Va'af Rav Yehuda Mayriba Lahatera. And Rav Yehuda was also meiko. How do we know that? We have a story. Tikiyas Lakami Rav Yehuda. Not quite as exciting as the previous one. But says the Gemara, another story nonetheless, that a certain person would, when a person like this would come in front of Rav Yehuda, so Amar Leh, so Rav Yehuda would give him an eitzah that Zil Itmar, that what you should do is either go hide, that people shouldn't know that that's your yichus, or marry someone else who has the same story as you. So either hide your story or marry someone else that has the same story. Now if Rav Yehuda held that the man's a mamzer, he would never coach him in such a way. Obviously he held that the man is not a mamzer, he was just giving him some practical advice. V'chiyasa l'kami de Rava, when also when such a person would come in front of Rava, so Amar Leh, so Rava more or less told him the same eitzah, that that either exile yourself, meaning go somewhere where nobody knows who you are, or marry someone else that has the same story as you.